While Governor Cuomo was in Amherst Monday selling his Buffalo Billion Squared and middle-class recovery ideas, state legislators were in Albany attending sessions. Back in western New York, two local lawmakers said they are still peering through Cuomo's many proposals, but they like some of what they see. State Senator Tim Kennedy welcomes the governor's proposed child care tax credit expansion. Kennedy says many households face a dilemma. They want to earn, but they also need to take care of the kids.
We are thrilled that the governor has stepped up and once again made child care a priority for his administration, ensuring that working parents have access to affordable, quality child care so that they can go to work.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan is hopeful Cuomo will carry on the cause of eradicating dilapidated, abandoned properties, also known as zombie homes. Ryan explained that Cuomo was getting money from a program started by the attorney general, funded by a settlement with the banking industry. Cuomo on Monday announced he's committing $10 million to tackle zombie properties in Buffalo's East Side and in the town of Cheektowaga. Ryan's thoughts?
As we know, the zombie properties used to be a city thing, but the zombies have migrated out to the suburbs. So we're really confident that we're gonna get a good program that will allow New York State to carry on the zombie property program.
Both lawmakers expressed optimism about bringing ride-hailing services to upstate New York. Cuomo on Monday said it's time to make that happen, though Ryan states there are some details that have yet to be worked out. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.